Now to California and San Diego, which was once known as a seat of good government. Now people are calling it Enron by the sea. A fumbled election, fiscal mismanagement, corruption charges all spoiled the city's reputation on Wall Street. And they've left local citizens wondering if anyone can lead the city out of a mess. Here's reporter Allison St. John.
On a balmy evening after work, longtime San Diego resident John Christensen sits at a table in an upscale bar at happy hour, cradles a beer, and talks about the importance of tomorrow's election.
The city is certainly rudderless at this point, leaderless. It's kind of wallowing in the mud.
Christensen calls it a perfect storm of political catastrophe. San Diego has always seen itself as a laid-back city with low taxes and efficient government. But now residents are reeling from one bad news story to the next. The mayor, Dick Murphy, has resigned, and his designated successor, Deputy Mayor Michael Zucchet, was convicted of conspiracy and extortion the very day he was scheduled to take over. Federal investigators are issuing subpoenas to city staff. Wall Street has suspended its credit rating, and the pension deficit is causing deep cuts to city services. The interim mayor isn't even running for the job. The front-runner is City Councilwoman Donna Fry. She ran as a write-in candidate against Mayor Dick Murphy last November, but lost narrowly after a judge invalidated thousands of ballots. Christensen says many in the beach-based community can identify with her.
I mean, she's Skip Fry's wife. She was 2 times world surfing champion. She's clearly a person who spent a lot of time on the beach. And as a citizen activist, she got involved in a very down-to-earth issue.
That issue was clean water. Now Fry is campaigning on a platform of clean government. Fry's populist message appeals to those disillusioned by the political infighting between interest groups at City Hall.
This is not us versus them. It's about all of us working together as San Diegans.
The city's business leaders are leery of Fry's talk of sharing the pain to solve the city's financial mess. That might involve raising taxes. Many of them are backing the former police chief, Jerry Sanders. He's a Republican who built up a reputation since leaving the police force as a CEO who's pulled struggling organizations out of trouble.
I've done it 3 times. I've done it in a police department, done it United Way, done it in Red Cross, and I think that experience really helps in a turnaround situation.
But Republicans are largely split between Sanders and another candidate, self-made millionaire and corporate CEO Steve Francis. Francis offers a financial perspective that appeals to the movers and shakers shocked by the city's fall from grace in the financial world.
I've been on Wall Street and I've talked to a lot of rating agencies in my career. And if we elect the right mayor to this town, someone who could bring credibility to this city, I think that that will go a long way to helping restore our credit rating.
Francis has poured almost $2 million, much of it his own money, into TV ads to gain name recognition. That's 10 times more than Councilwoman Donna Fry has spent on her campaign. But all this is heavy stuff for a populace that would rather enjoy the wonderful summer weather than focus on the dismal political situation. Turnout for tomorrow's election is predicted to be weak. Carl Luna, political science professor at San Diego Mesa College, says even if public interest is low, the stakes are high.
San Diego has become kind of the epitome of municipal government that doesn't work. Whoever gets the nod as mayor is going to be watched at the local level, the national level, because there's going to be a lot of expectation that this person can bail out the city.
If no one candidate gets more than 50% of the vote tomorrow, the top 2 vote-getters will face each other in a runoff election in November.
That's reporter Allison St. John of member station KPBS in San Diego, and Day-to-Day continues just ahead.